This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture will celebrate its 50th anniversary at the 2017 AFBF Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show in Phoenix in January. In a recent interview, Julia Rico, Assistant Director for the Foundation, talked about some highlights that will be celebrated, including the Night Out event, a performance by the Texas Tenors, and an appearance by Miss America. Another milestone will be the announcement of the Foundation's 10th Book of the Year. Thanks to a generous sponsorship from Farm Bureau Bank, every attendee at the Flapjacks with the Foundation event will receive a copy. Last week, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency finalized increases in renewable fuel volume requirements across all categories of biofuels under the Renewable Fuel Standard Program. In a required annual rulemaking, the action finalizes the volume requirements and associated percentage standards for cellulosic biofuel, advanced biofuel, and total renewable fuel for 2017, and for biomass-based diesel for 2018. The Clean Air Act requires EPA to set annual RFS volume requirements for four categories of biofuels. AFBF supports EPA's actions and previously submitted comments in favor of keeping RVOs at statutory levels. Do any of your machines need to be put out to pasture at the end of the season? Illinois Farm Bureau members save $300 to $500 per unit on Case IH tractors, balers, and more. Plus, you can stack your Farm Bureau discount with other deals or offers that may be available. To learn more, go to ilfb.org. Mary Kay Thatcher, Senior Director of Congressional Relations at the American Farm Bureau Federation, explained in a recent interview that now is the time to consider and recommend farm bill policies. The House Ag and Senate Ag Committees have both been very clear that they're going to start listening sessions in the country and hearings in Washington, so we need to be engaged now or it will be too late, according to Thatcher. She thinks farmers need to understand that it would be a very bad idea to split the nutrition title off from the rest of the farm programs because that's the way we get the Farm Bill passed. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently announced the availability of 5 paid internships in Washington, D.C. for summer of 2017. Internships are available in the following areas: communications, creative services, organization, public policy, economic analysis, and public policy legislative. Dates of AFBF summer internships are between mid-May and mid-August, depending on schedules. It is preferred that interns start their internship no later than June 12th. Each internship will last 8 to 10 weeks. Interns are supervised by a coordinator in their assigned department, and interns are responsible for their own housing. In Farmers and Consumers Take a Bite Out of Food Waste, a recent Focus on Ag column, Casey Lukett writes about what she does as a farmer and a consumer to help eliminate food waste. She wrote, "On the farm, our goal is to provide high-quality food for our family and community. So we spend time planning, scheduling, and preparing to prevent food loss before it happens. If we waste food on the farm, we are also squandering time, energy, and money." December is National Eggnog Month and National Fruitcake Month, according to Foodimentary.com. Other food holidays celebrated during the month include National Cookie Day on December 4th, National Brownie Day on December 8th, National Biscuits and Gravy Day December 14th, and National Hamburger Day on December 21st. Bon Appetit! Trucking regulations got you scratching your head? Hearing conflicting explanations? What's the difference between a farm vehicle driver and a covered farm vehicle operator? Does it matter? To sort truth from conjecture and fact from rumor, come join us at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December 13th at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Building in Carlinville. Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on trucking laws for farmers, both new and well-worn. We'll take a special look at the latest rules, and you'll have the chance to ask those farmers those farm trucking questions that you can't seem to find the answers for anywhere else. A lot of laws have changed in the past 24 months. We've seen changes to regulations regarding the CDL, the medical card, hours of service limitations, equipment inspection requirements, ATV operation, mobile phone use, out-of-state CDL use, post-trip inspections, and new URS, process agents, and more. We'll cover these recent changes and some of the more established but still misunderstood rules, such as the USDOT number, UCR registrations, and driver's license classifications. Presenting the seminar will be Kevin Wren, who has specialized in farm transportation issues for the Illinois Farm Bureau for more than 35 years. And you'll receive take-home materials covering these topics. The seminar is free, courtesy of your county and state farm bureaus, but advance registration is requested. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the On the Road seminar. Come join us and get your trucking questions answered. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.